My friend, we're continuing with our theme as though we were there in Jerusalem looking at the events of the final week of Jesus' life. And of course, being Thursday, we take a look back and the calendar estimates that that would have been, in fact, Thursday, April 14th in the year 30 AD. This, of course, was the night that Jesus would have the Last Supper with his disciples, the Passover meal. And of course, later that night, he would in fact be in the Garden of Gethsemane, and he was waiting for his arrest. We take a look at the term Maundy Thursday. When I was a kid, I couldn't figure out what Monday. I thought it was the first day of the week, Maundy Thursday. What did that mean? But of course, the word Maundy is believed to be from the Middle English or the Old French Maundy, M-A-N-D-E, with a little slash over it, which of course was from the original Latin mandatum, and that was the first word of the phrase mandatum novum do that continued a new commandment I give unto you, that you love one another as I have loved you. We take a look at what mandate Thursday is all about, or Maundy Thursday, mandatum Thursday. What did it mean in the spectrum of history? Some have called it the darkest day for the human race. And here's why they say that. The day of Thursday in that final week of Jesus' life was in one respect a celebration, Jesus celebrating the Last Supper with his disciples. But it was also the night that Judas betrayed him. Of course, 2 days before, on the Tuesday, Judas had contracted with the Pharisees to go out and to show them where he was going to be 2 days later on this particular night, just before midnight probably, is when he in fact led them to the Garden of Gethsemane. The Gospels imply that perhaps the reason of the betrayal is because Judas has become exasperated, that Jesus seems more concerned about saving souls than about starting a revolution. So because Jesus doesn't follow the script as Judas wanted it, he turns his back on him. And here again, we can relate to this, because isn't that what we do sometimes? We get disappointed with God because he doesn't do what we want him to do. We just ignore him, or we do our own thing, or maybe we come to church, but we don't really give our lives to him. Maundy Thursday is about all the ways that we turn our back on Jesus. Everybody does that first Maundy Thursday 2,000 years ago, and we follow suit now. That's why it's been called perhaps the most sordid night in human history. The disciples fall asleep, think about it, instead of praying with Jesus. The chief priest put Jesus on trial in secret at night. Then the priests get afraid, and they pass him off to Pilate, who, of course, passes him off to Herod, who in turn passes him back to Pilate. And Pilate finally caves in. He caves in to the angry crowds who just a few days before were praising Jesus on Palm Sunday. Now then, what are they doing? They're demanding his death. And so on this sordid day of human history, Maundy Thursday, it shows us also the ways that human beings fail God in this 21st century. But you know what? Jesus surprised them then, and he surprises us today. You'd expect him perhaps to give up on those that would be so disappointing to him, but that's not what he does. Instead, he keeps pursuing them, and he keeps pursuing us today. We run away from him, and you know what? He never gives up on us. That night, Judas betrayed him. And you know how he spent the early part of that evening? Washing his disciples' feet. Think about it. In a culture where people walked everywhere in dirt and dust, no water to take a bath, nothing but leather sandals absorbing all those odors. And what does the Son of God do? He kneels down and he washes those dirty feet. Maundy Thursday is about how Jesus loves us in spite of our dirty feet, in spite of our failures, in spite of our fears and our weaknesses. It's about how he cleans us up and he makes us whole. My friend, this day, as we celebrate the continuation of this most holy week. I just pray that we would take advantage of each moment that we have between now and Resurrection Sunday. Even tomorrow, as we of course will look at what happened on that day when Jesus was crucified and put to death. But even for now, on this day, may we take advantage of each of these moments to just thank Him, because He does wash our dirty feet, so to speak. He cleanses us in spite of all that we have done. In failing Him, He proves Himself so faithful to us. Heavenly Father, words seem so inadequate to say thank You for pursuing us so diligently, that we would love You because You first loved us. And Lord Jesus, how could we do anything other than live for You after You have given Your all for us? Help us to do that with greater efficiency, greater fervency, with a sense, Lord, of diligence day by day, that we would press closer to You, knowing that Your promise is that as we draw near to You, You draw near to us. Thank You for that. In Jesus' blessed name, amen.